This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The way electronic commerce works right now, it's easier than it's ever been to buy something online. Shoes, music, contact lenses, you name it, except perhaps tickets to live events, baseball playoff games, for instance, or concerts, because the human hand can't click fast enough to beat a good ticket bot. But California and a couple of other states have new laws that'll switch off those automated ticket buying programs. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, Katie Orr explains.
I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, and my best friend is too. So earlier this year, when we heard JT was coming to San Francisco, we decided to get tickets to his show. We logged on to Ticketmaster, already dreaming of dancing in the aisles. I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. You can imagine our shock when Ticketmaster told us there were no tickets left. The likely reason it sold out so fast? Ticket bots. Scalpers use online bots to digitally jump to the front of the line and scoop up all the tickets before regular fans have a shot at buying any. My friend and I did find tickets on the web, if we were willing to pay three times the face value. It's a story Dr. Richard Pan, a Democratic state assemblyman from Sacramento, has heard many times before.
What's the country singer? Taylor Swift, I think, is coming here to Sacramento. You know when the tickets are going to sale and you log on a minute later and they're all gone. I mean, that's extremely frustrating.
So Pan authored a bill banning the use of automated ticket bot programs in California. Bots are active across the country and about a dozen states have laws trying to limit them. Andrew Zimblist is an economics professor at Smith College. He says bot programs are sophisticated. A bot doesn't just immediately resell the tickets. Instead, it holds on to them for a while.
It can sell those tickets at its leisure. If it tried to sell all of the tickets at once, it might drive the price down. But if it sells them slowly over time, it can maintain a higher price.
So will this law and others like it around the country really help consumers?
California's anti-bot law was definitely a step in the right direction.
Chris Grimm is with Fan Freedom, a national organization that advocates for ticket buyers. He doubts the law will result in many criminal charges.
We would have liked to have seen a requirement that ticket sellers have to report evidence of bot use, you know, to the proper authorities so they can go after and prosecute these bad actors.
Using ticket bots is now a misdemeanor in California. Among those who were in support of the law were Ticketmaster and StubHub. But in the battle of man versus machine, it's likely the bots will continue evolving and states will have to change laws to keep up. And as for me and my friend, well, the bots got the best of us. We ended up forking over the cash to see Justin Timberlake, and we both thought he was worth every penny. Take back the night. In Sacramento, I'm Katie Orr for Marketplace.